Boker Tov, it's Monday morning, and we continue in Kitzur, Shulchan Aruch, Perek Lamed Ches, Halacha Yud Dalet, Mitzvah Hashem, God willing. Today, we will complete, chapter 38, Perek Lamed Ches, the laws of Bishalakim and other forms of food and drink being prepared by people who are not Jewish. And today, we're going to focus on cheese and butter. Sounds delicious. Enjoy your breakfast. Halacha Yud Dalet, Gvino Sa'akum Asura, cheese made by a non-Jew is forbidden. The concern here is that cheese, of course, is made from milk, but what transforms the milk into cheese is something called rennet. And rennet, at least back in the day, originally mostly came from the stomach of an animal. And if it was used from an animal, that is not kosher, so that would make the entire cheese not kosher. And it's just a little bit that's mixed in. You can't really tell at all what was put in it or what was used later on. And the concern is, if there's not a Jew who's watching very, very closely every single step of the way, or doing it himself, then maybe there will be some rennet that is mixed in from a non-kosher animal to form this cheese. Nowadays, most cheese is made from rennet that is of chemicals, not actually from the stomach of an animal. Nonetheless, the same prohibition, the same rabbinic decree still applies. If a Jew sees them milking of the cow and the creation from the milk into cheese, if the cheese at the time that is being made is owned by a Jew, then it is permissible. But if at the time that it's being made, even if a Jew is watching, the Kitzur says, it is owned by a non-Jew, then it remains forbidden. The truth is that most Poskim disagree with this. The Ramah in the Yoredeya seems to be makel about this, and contemporary Poskim certainly, that we're not really concerned with who owns the cheese at the time that cheese is being made, as long as there is a Jew who is watching and overseeing the entire process. So even if it is owned by a non-Jew or a non-Jewish company, as long as there is a knowledgeable Jew watching and overseeing, supervising the entire process to make sure that the milk is kosher, that the cheese is kosher, that the rennet that's being used is appropriate, then the cheese would be considered to be kosher. We mentioned last week that there are certain leniencies when it comes to milk, because we have laws about milk being labeled, and that milk that is not labeled specifically must be legally in America cow's milk, and therefore many are lenient to have milk that was not overseen by a Jew. Those leniencies do not apply to cheese. The same legalities do not apply to the rennet used in cheese. And that's why it's a lot more challenging sometimes to find a kosher cheese. You can go to a supermarket and they have dozens of types of cheese, and none of them are kosher. Only one of them is kosher because, again, cheese requires this specific oversight in order for it to be kosher. Halacha tesvav, the laws of butter. Hachema talia b'minag mekomos. Regarding butter, does butter also, like milk and like cheese, need to be overseen by a Jew? So it depends on the custom. Some places, yesh mekomos she'in ochlin chema shalakum. There are some places that don't eat butter that is produced by a non-Jew without Jewish oversight. Yesh mekomos she'ochlin osan. There are those places that do eat butter, even if there is not proper, or even if there is not oversight by a Jew. What is the issue here? So the issue is that butter really can only be made from cow's milk. So there isn't really any concern that there's going to be butter made from pig's milk or from camel's milk, because apparently that is not possible. And that's why there are some places that are lenient about butter, because if you have butter, you know that it came from cow's milk. So as long as the milk is good, then the butter is good too. So why are there other places that are more stringent about it? That's because even though really butter can only be made by cow's milk, but it's possible there's a little bit of other milk mixed in, or there's a little bit of other milk that's, even if it didn't become butter, but now it's out, you know, resting on the outside of the butter, and we're concerned for just a little bit being there, and therefore we want to make sure that there is oversight. Again, okay, there are different customs. So then the Kitzur says, "Misha holech mimakom she'in ochlin osa lemakom she'ochlin osa." If you live in a place where the custom is not to eat butter without Jewish oversight, but now you travel to a place where the minhag is that they do, aval pisha daito lachas lemakomo, even though you intend to return to your original location and home, this is just a temporary visit, ochel shamimayim, you can eat the butter there with them, even though it doesn't have oversight by a Jew. The Mishnah Berurah and the Poskim here explain that in general, when you travel from your home temporarily to visit somewhere else, you should not give up the stringencies and the customs of your hometown. You should maintain them. Here, what the Kitzur is talking about is something a little bit different. I come from a city, let's call it City A, where in theory, the custom is, or would be, or could be, that we would eat butter even if it was not overseen by a Jew. But the problem is, there is a concern that perhaps the kalim, the vessels that are being used to produce the butter, aren't always cleaned properly, and there might be residue from some non-kosher milk or some non-kosher food or drink, and therefore a sort of an extra stringency, even though in theory we believe in the leniency to eat butter, that is not overseen by a Jew, but practically, technically, that just doesn't work in this place. But when I travel to city B, now that leniency is alive and well, and there they don't have the same concerns, they make sure that their buckets and pails and kalim and vessels are all perfectly clean, now I can enjoy my butter, even if it's not overseen by a Jew. But if I live in a place where the custom is we don't eat butter without Jewish oversight, then that is a minhag, that's a custom that I should maintain with me, even when I'm traveling or visiting, unless I completely move to a whole new place. And the Kitzur says, if I travel from a place where we do eat this butter, to a place where they don't eat this butter, then asur la'ochel sham, then I should not eat butter there, because then I'm in a place, you know, when in Rome, when in this place where they don't eat butter, that is not overseen by a Jew, I shouldn't bring my my non-Jewish butter with me and eat it in their face. I should keep their customs when I'm there as well. The Kitzur writes, I guess in the 1800s in Europe, there was a concern that butter was being smeared with, with pig fat. So of course, then Alkein Shomer Nafshe Yirchak. Then you better make sure anybody who wants to be careful should keep a far distance from that. If there's any chance that something might be mixed in, then keep away. But otherwise, interestingly, butter, since by definition, scientifically, can only be produced from cow's milk, there might be certain leniencies that don't apply to something else like cheese. Once again, Batei Avon, hope you enjoy all of your delicious kosher food. And later in the week, we'll begin a new subject. Have a great day.